Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul wrote to the Philippian Christians, he had a deep concern that they not be defeated by those who oppose their faith. He encouraged them to stand together and work side by side, not allowing rivalry or conceit to dictate their attitudes. He challenged them not to focus on themselves, but on the needs of others. Paul then shared one of the most profound passages in the whole Bible. He referred to Jesus Christ as our great example. Listen to what he wrote.
Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. And when he had come as a man in his external form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross.
What Paul wrote to the Philippians certainly applies to all of us as believers. Jesus Christ is our example when it comes to unselfishness and humility. And from Jesus' example comes this powerful principle to live by. To live worthy of the gospel, we must live in harmony with one another. Demonstrating Christ's attitude of unselfishness, humility, and self-sacrifice. This principle, you see, applies in all of our relationships, in marriage, in our families, in the church, and certainly in the workplace. Here's a question we all need to ask ourselves. How do we measure up to the stature of the fullness of Christ?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.